This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Republican politics officially. Fred Thompson isn't even in the presidential race yet, and people are already asking if he's out. The former Tennessee senator's exploratory presidential campaign released fundraising totals yesterday afternoon for the month of June. $3.4 million. But some of his advisors earlier had said they were hoping to raise $5 million in that month. Mike Murphy is a political consultant to many past Republican campaigns. He also works in Hollywood now as a producer, and we've reached him in an L.A. traffic jam. Mike, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hello. How are you, Alex?
I'm well. What do you make of this fundraising total for Fred Thompson?
Well, I think it's damaging but not fatal at all. One of the most difficult parts about the pre-season now is navigating the funhouse mirror world of expectations. You know, the campaign goes out and says we're going to do five, which means they think they can do 6.5, and they ultimately only do 3.5. So the good news is it's a lot of money. The bad news is the people who kind of monitor how you're doing before the voters turn on here in the preseason, you've kind of failed at that 3.5 to meet your expectation of 5, so you take a little hit on it. And it's compounded by the fact there's been a lot of kind of coverage in the last 20 or so days about how the Fred Thompson pre-campaign exploratory committee has had some personnel changes, and eyebrows are raising among the expectation setters of, is Fred really in trouble? And all this is something he can solve by getting in the race and performing well. But the kind of fan dance that he's been doing to kind of tease the process is now running out of steam.
Well, the expectations have been pretty good. I mean, this guy's been on the cover of a lot of magazines, and he's supposed to be the savior, isn't he?
Well, yeah, no, I think he'd be an impressive candidate, but he's got to become a candidate and go up there and be impressive. The problem with the expectations game is you dress up in a Superman suit, and you go out there and say, I can lift locomotives, and you get a lot of applause, and there's a lot of hoopla, but eventually somebody says, okay, Superman, lift up that locomotive. And so Fred, who's done a great job of kind of creating a buzz about his campaign, which has not had to endure the burden of answering tricky press questions or really being out there as a candidate, is now kind of where the rubber hits the road, and fundraising is one of those things.
You mentioned word over the last couple of weeks, people leaving his campaign, and some people writing that there's a problem because his wife is trying to manage his campaign. What are you hearing inside the party about that?
You know, the preseason that we're in now loves gossip, and nothing is more fun to gossip about than spouses throwing frying pans around a campaign and yelling at everybody, which I think is a disservice to her. Jerry's a smart, very capable person, but I think some of the breathless speculation is a little overdone. Most voters in the primaries make their decision at the end, so this preseason stuff, while important, I think can be a little bit overanalyzed. And the Thompson campaign in particular is almost a parody of this. He's not even an announced candidate. He's running an exploratory committee. It's announcing fundraising totals like candidates do and being judged on expectation success like a candidate.
If you were advising Senator Thompson on what to say in the next couple of days about this, would you tell him, look, move up your date, call a press conference for next week in Tennessee and say I'm in?
Oh, I would tell him first to announce that he's going to focus on L.A. traffic problems as I sit here in a traffic jam on Santa Monica Boulevard. But after he might vote with that canny maneuver, I would tell him to have a 30-day rollout plan, start talking about big things in an organized way, and I'd pull the trigger on that with a little more teasing in August and probably spark it off around Labor Day. He's got to fill the vacuum with his own narrative as a candidate, or the vacuum will get filled for him with gossip about whether or not his wife fired an advance man for, you know, bringing the wrong kind of ham sandwich or whatever the rumor of the day is.
Watching politics with Republican political consultant Mike Murphy. Stuck in traffic in L.A. Mike, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you very much, Alex.